There has been mention of cause effect and feedback loops. The purpose is to familiarize you with tools which are the building blocks for system dynamics simulation. The key to seeing reality systematically is seeing circles of influence rather than seeing straight lines. Let's look at a familiar example, filling a glass of water. In the linear viewpoint, we would typically say, "I'm filling a glass of water," which of course sounds very logical, but only tells us half the story. We may control the rate of water flowing into the glass, as the statement implies, but the level of water in the glass also signals us when to turn off the faucet. The traditional logic would be shown in a linear cause-effect graph. If we use systems thinking language, we see things in circles rather than in straight lines. Instead of looking at the action from an individualistic point of view where the I am is the doer and at the center of attention, we shift our perception to the structure of the action. Since we desire a certain water level in the glass, let's start by turning on the faucet. I set the faucet position, which adjusts the water flow, which changes the water level. As the water level changes, the perceived gap between the current and desired water levels changes. As the gap changes, my hand's position on the faucet changes again. We've now transformed traditional linear thinking into a circular arrangement. There's a difference in perception between the original statement, "I'm filling a glass of water," and the new one we've just formed with systems thinking. My intent to fill the glass of water creates a system that causes water to flow in when the level is low, then shuts the flow off when the glass is full. Both of the statements express the same intention, but describe the process in a different way.